WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and October 13th is Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day. My guest today is going to talk about her personal journey and some resources available to those struggling with breast cancer. I recently spoke with Dr. Ellen Swanson, a young advocate for the organization Living Beyond Breast Cancer and a faculty member in mathematics at Center College. Well, Ellen, thank you very much for talking with me today. And I wanted to just jump right in and ask you about your journey and this advocacy that you're now doing for an organization called Living Beyond Breast Cancer, and also maybe to get your take, since the pandemic just seems to permeate everything these days, on some of the challenges and opportunities you've had in receiving care during this time.
Okay, so I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 35, and after many tests, it was determined to be metastatic breast cancer. And so only about 10% of women diagnosed with breast cancer are under the age of 45. But that actually makes up 24,000 women diagnosed each year under the age of 45. There's still quite a few women at a younger age. And so I came across this organization, Living Beyond Breast Cancer, which offers support for women at any stage of the process. So it may be somebody who is recently diagnosed, where there's trusted, reliable information available to them to learn about treatment options, what it means, and how to cope with this new obstacle that's thrown your way, as well as providing support for you. And so that's really what this organization has come to mean for me, is that women come out of the woodwork when you are diagnosed with breast cancer telling you that they have been as well. But I had two distinctions that separated me from them. One was I was 35 with a one-year-old and a five-year-old that I had to figure out how to explain this to. And two, I was diagnosed metastatic, which means that there is no cure. This is a terminal disease. And so I just did not have that support network around here. And this organization, Living Beyond Breast Cancer, which is available online, lbbc.org, has connected me with women across the country. And so I recently got connected with 20 women who are also young advocates, all diagnosed under the age of 45, ranging from people who are diagnosed with stage zero to people who are diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer. And so we really are able to support each other, as well as we have goals to make people more aware of that you can be diagnosed at such a young age. There are different issues, both physically and mentally, for women diagnosed at such a young age that really need to be addressed and examined and try to help make better.
And one of the things you and I were conversing by email before today, and one of the bullet points that you brought up is that it can happen to anyone, even if you've historically been healthy and had no family history of cancer in your family, and how important it is if you feel like anything is off, just to go ahead and see your healthcare professional.
Absolutely. I was historically healthy. I was one of the people who sat in the doctor's office and they'd ask you all these questions and it was always no, 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 no. No one in my family has had any kind of cancer. I do not have any of the BRCA mutations, which we found out later. But really, family risk only accounts for 15 to 20% of all breast cancers. And those hereditary risks only account for 5 to 10% of breast cancers. So just because there's nothing there, you still need to look into something if you feel a lump. I was still breastfeeding at the time, so I was convinced that it was a clogged duct. And so I watched it for a couple weeks, and when it didn't go away, I went and saw my doctor. And luckily, she took it very seriously from the beginning and got me into tests. But even if you're not taken seriously from the beginning, because unfortunately that does happen, be persistent and keep asking, well, what else can we do to make sure that this is not something serious?
And I think you bring up an important point. Your relationship with your healthcare professional, whether it's your physician or nurse practitioner, is extremely important, and at times you have to be your own advocate and keep pressing if you think something is not being addressed.
Absolutely, because you know your body the best. And, well, you can only communicate so well what you think is going on. And so you really need to find a doctor that you really trust who will take you seriously and help you get down to all of the answers that you need.
There was another point you brought up in your email to me, Ellen, that I think is extremely important and bears repeating. You said, if it does happen to you, you didn't do anything. And I think I'd like to discuss that with you a little bit, too, your thoughts on that.
Right. So you didn't do anything wrong. It's very easy to go down that rabbit hole of what did I do? What did I eat? What did I put on my body that caused this? But a fellow breast cancer survivor, actually, who's a nurse, actually told me that she remembers learning in nursing school, the biggest risk factor for cancer is having dividing cells. And everyone who is alive has dividing cells. It can happen to everybody. We don't know the reason for any of it. And so you can't blame yourself for what you did. You just need to focus on how to be as healthy as possible from here on forward and how to live your life the best way that you can with this new aspect to it.
Is there anything we haven't touched on, Ellen, that you would want our listeners to know? And we will certainly post the lbbc.org and breastcancer.org resources on our website. But anything else that you wanted to share?
No, that's great. The main thing is just you're not alone, and be sure to, if something feels off, look for it. Look for help and look for support if this does happen to you. And as I said, Living Beyond Breast Cancer, lbbc.org is a great resource, and reach out to anybody that you know. Just the support really makes a big difference and really matters in surviving this experience.
My thanks today to Dr. Ellen Swanson, a young advocate for Living Beyond Breast Cancer and a faculty member in mathematics at Centre College, for talking about breast cancer and metastatic breast cancer. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.